The Israeli military's intensified attacks on southern Lebanon as it targets militant group Hezbollah. Lebanese health authorities say Israeli strikes have killed thousands of people since early March, including hundreds of women and children and health workers. That's despite Israel's insistence it doesn't target civilians and is focused on Hezbollah. So what exactly is Hezbollah, and how does all this relate to the conflict in Iran? Hezbollah is a Shiite Muslim militant group based in Lebanon. The group has a military wing and it's also a political party, so it holds seats in Lebanon's government. But the government's also attempted to disarm the group. Israel has a long history of conflict with both the state of Lebanon and Hezbollah. Unlike Lebanon, Hezbollah's allied with Iran as part of the so-called Axis of Resistance, a network of Iranian-backed militias. Hezbollah was founded in 1982 when Israel was invading Lebanon and there was a civil war happening. Like much of the West, Australia considers Hezbollah a terrorist organisation. It's been blamed for a series of suicide bombings, kidnappings, and plane hijackings over the years. Many people in Lebanon do not support Hezbollah and feel the group's dragged the country into the latest conflict with Israel. Now, earlier this year, when the US and Israel bombed Iran, Hezbollah opened fire on Israel in solidarity with Iran. That sparked an intense bombardment by Israel, which displaced more than a million Lebanese people and also saw Israel seize land in southern Lebanon. Then in April, Israel and Lebanon reached a ceasefire, but that didn't include Hezbollah, and fighting has continued. Most of Israel's attacks have been in the south, Hezbollah's stronghold, but the capital Beirut has also been hit. Hezbollah has sent drones to attack sites across southern Lebanon and northern Israel. And now, Israel's pushed further into southern Lebanon, warning residents to leave and declaring the entire region a conflict zone. As much of the world hopes for an end to the war in the Middle East, it's not clear whether a US-Iran peace deal would also mean an end to the conflict in Lebanon. Iran wants fighting in Lebanon to be included in any deal, but some analysts have suggested Israel's putting pressure on US President Donald Trump to carve Lebanon out of any agreement to end the broader war.